Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Devo podcast episode here on Leadership Adventure. I am Marv McCarthy, your host, and thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it. Today's episode is called Connect, Catalyze, and Activate. Now, you may remember that a while back I shared my Unleash God's Dream story with you and how the Lord used that to lead me to my current life assignment. So as a reminder for today, my assignment is this: to connect, catalyze, and activate leaders of leaders for maximum kingdom impact. With this clear direction, I'm working on aligning all aspects of my life to be devoted to this one thing. As we say often in Christian circles, I'm aligning my time, talent, and treasure to the work that God has called me to do. So today what I wanted to do is unpack my assignment a little more with you and share a few thoughts with you about what it means to me. Also, it may help you as you're crafting your own life assignment and leaning into this and discovering the things that God has for you. Hopefully, the work that I've done ahead can help you out just a little bit. So, number one, the first word in my assignment is connect. So nothing that happens between humans and the Lord begins without a connection. Nothing. First, we must connect vertically with our Creator and enter into a relationship with Him through His Son, Jesus. Second, we must connect horizontally with others so that we can begin to build relationships with them. Once we begin to build these connections, we begin to establish platforms of trust from which we can speak into each other's lives. And this is exactly what Proverbs 27:17 says: iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. And yes, ladies, that includes you. Once connections are made, the catalyzing process can begin. So number two, the second word in my mission is the word catalyze. For reference, a catalyst is a substance that increases the speed of a reaction. It also, as my friend Rob points out, lowers the energy required to complete a reaction. For Christians, this means that we can speed up the process of sharpening each other, and that we can also make it easier for them to get to know Jesus and to grow in their faith by lowering the energy required to fuel the growth. I love the way we say it at my church, which is an awesome church: to make it easier for people to know Jesus. The third word in my mission is the word activate. As we embark on the process of catalyzing and growing, we can also begin to help each other discover our gifting and our own individual life assignments. Then we can all live more fully into what God has for each of us individually and living out our part in the body of Christ. All of these steps at some point involve being salt and light to those around us, since a big part of our general life assignment from Jesus, or commission from the Lord, involves sharing with Him those who don't yet know Him. So as we wrap up today, I'd like to share a few thoughts with you on that. First, let's review Matthew 5:13-16. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. To elaborate a little more on both of these things, in the ancient world and today as well, salt had two major functions. The first was preservation, which in the Christian context involves preserving moral integrity and promoting spiritual health and God's truth in society. The second function of salt was to enhance flavor. By demonstrating God's love and positively impacting the society He has placed us in, we can show why living for Jesus is really the best way, truth, and life that exists. A friend of mine says it this way: your life might be the only Bible that anyone ever reads. Also in the ancient world, and similarly today, light had the dual purpose of illuminating and guiding. Illumination is showing truth to a world characterized by darkness and ignorance. And guiding involves leading people into a correct understanding of God's truth and helping them along in their spiritual journey. To wrap up then for today, when we as believers embrace the connect, catalyze, and activate process, we can more effectively understand and live out our individual life assignments. In so doing, we can help make it easier for people to know Jesus by preserving and promoting spiritual truth, by enhancing the lives of those around us, and by modeling Jesus in the process, by illuminating a dark world with God's truth and love, and guiding them to a personal relationship with Christ. Quite a privilege, wouldn't you say? I think so. My prayer for each of us is that we will lean into what God has for us with all of our heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. That's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great week, and I will see you next time.